Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bunch of teams in action last night. We're going to get into it. Good morning, 97.1. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass, Brendan Shabath on the updates. Welcome back, Gleyber Torres. We'll get to that this morning as well. John, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How was your Tuesday night?
It's good.
Yeah, you went to the game, didn't you?
I was at the hockey game, yeah.
All right, so that's what, you've seen two wins now?
Three.
Oh.
I'm 3-1 as paying customer Costa.
3-1. How's that rank in regards to where you were last year?
9-8.
Okay. All right. So,
like the team, maybe just a little better?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We'll handle that. Heather, how was your Tuesday?
You know, it was a Tuesday.
Yeah.
It was
nothing
good.
Special?
No. I mean, just normal everyday life.
All
it
right.
was fine.
Sounds
John?
Good. Hey, I had a dandy. It was
a
fine.
Dandy?
Yeah. It was a dandy.
Wow.
It's a little better than normal, but not great.
I haven't heard the word dandy. And I mean, what are we doing, a show with Leave It to Beaver today? This is great.
Oh, stop it.
But we will unpack all of it. We welcome you guys on the phones, of course, 248-539-9797. John, it was this cool dynamic of, hey, the Wings are having a night. And in the intermission, I'm looking as crowds are hovering around the big screens and watching the Pistons.
Right.
And, of course, you're checking your phone, and I see people keeping an eye on the MSU game. Like, it was a raucous, successful night across the board.
It was. And I tell you what, Michigan State looked really good last night. I was watching. I was kind of flipping between them and the Pistons, and it was difficult, obviously, the Pistons on the app. But as things got going, especially into the second half for the Pistons, you're like, okay, in the books. And that's where, I mean, Michigan State was a little bit ahead of schedule in terms of, you know, the two teams that were playing. But Michigan State looks really good.
They never win that game.
Well,
that early season spotlight.
Big time matchup. Yeah.
Well, they got to lose so Izzo can like break them down and build them back up. And they're ahead of schedule because they're already built up.
Right.
And they defend, they rebound, they actually hit some shots.
Oh, they were real good behind the arc. So, hey. It was one of those games where, and here's where you start looking at the college polls, the preseason polls, and now you're what, two, three iterations into the, the AP and the coaches poll, all that stuff. Things are going to start to normalize a little bit. And I think Michigan State is certainly going to jump up in the rankings. We saw Michigan drop down one for a couple of close wins and they haven't looked great. But I, you know, you look at what Michigan State did to Kentucky last night and they controlled that one. I know it was, what, 2 or 3 points, maybe halfway through the the first half. And then by halftime, he kind of felt like that one was in control.
Two ranked wins, that in Arkansas,
yeah,
early in the year for Tom Izzo and MSU. You know, what we want to do is we want to involve everybody today. So
we're all-inclusive show?
Exactly, John. Of course, everybody's welcome here. Of all of our teams, would you label them contenders or pretenders? We'll go through this, but let's start with the Pistons, who are in first place in the Eastern Conference. We'll get to the Red Wings, who are in first place in the Atlantic Division, and Michigan State, who's undefeated. I'm sure as the show goes, we can work in the Lions, who have been a huge topic of conversation. But John, let's just start with the three teams that played last night. Contender or pretender, starting with 11 in a row for the Pistons, what would you label them?
I would say contender. And when you look at what they've done, and obviously, you know, hey, they got a three-game lead right now over Cleveland. That will normalize. I don't expect them to necessarily win the Eastern Conference in the regular season, get the one seed, but I do expect them to not be where they were last year, and with, you know, what, a dozen games left, figuring out whether they're going to be in the play-in or that sixth seed, possibly a five. I think they're going to be top two.
That would make him a contender, yeah.
Well, no, top two. Yeah, so, yeah, are we talking about contender in the conference or contender for a championship?
I think it's meant to be open for interpretation.
Okay.
I would label them a contender. They got a clear identity. They defend. They've got a star player. They've got defined roles around their star. And there's a path in a wide open East that they currently lead. Yeah, I think you have to say contender for them.
Yeah. And, I mean, okay, do we think they could contend for a championship? That seems like a bit of a long shot, but I think they're in the mix. Mm-hmm. So that to me, labels them as a contender.
Yeah, you know what they are? They're not the favorite.
No.
But they're a contender.
No, and I don't know that we have any of our teams that we're going to sit there and go, oh, favorite.
No, like, okay, I'll just do it now. The Lions are not the favorite.
No.
But I think they're a contender still, albeit one with a pretty big flaw.
Yeah.
I would say the Pistons are a contender. I would say the Lions are a contender.
Mm-hmm.
I would not say the Red Wings are a contender.
You think they're just a pretender?
See, when you put it that way, it's so much
so meaner. So that this is why I ask, you know, are they contend? What are they contending for?
So with them, would you set the bar at playoffs?
Playoffs, yeah.
I'm still not there. They're a young team. There's going to be some bumps and bruises along the way. I'm happy they're banking wins. Last night was fun. Nate Danielson scores his first goal and the crowd, like, standing ovation.
Yeah.
These are good things. They're 26th in 5-on-5 goals. Both goalie save percentages are in the 800s. Look, yeah, they're still a prove-it team to me.
I would agree with that assessment. Yes, yeah. I don't know that anybody's going to sit there and go, yeah, hey, just get in and see what happens. Stanley Cup. No. So if we're talking about contending for a Stanley Cup, no.
No.
Pretender. Playoffs?
Playoffs.
I think contender. I think they're going to be right there, and we'll have to find out how March goes. Yeah. I know you don't like to say that.
It's the full word. Skin crawls a little bit when you say it. MSU Hoops, I would say contender.
Yeah.
They're ahead of where they normally are.
Well, and you look at what they've done against Arkansas. You look at what they did last night against Kentucky. Like, they are, to me, they're just ahead of schedule from where they normally are. And you mentioned it. Like, that's a game they normally lose. And all of a sudden, hey, Tom Izzo, hey. What,
break up the war drill.
Is he too old? Is he this? Is he that? Is he lost the team? And then all of a sudden, hey, Christmas comes around. You know, you hit January. They get into the thick of the Big Ten schedule. And they're just always right there. So I think they're just a little bit ahead of schedule. So I'd say, yeah, contender.
Missed anybody else?
Michigan basketball?
I'm just going to put a hand in the air and say I haven't watched them enough.
Okay. And I'm going to say contender.
With a question mark.
Yeah. And I say that because obviously they've played some teams that, okay, last year they lost. This year they've won. Instead of, you know, losing by two, they've won by two. So that's a nice start. I would probably put them as contender because of the faith that I have in Dusty May in getting the transfers and all of the new talent to be able to play better come March. It's kind of one of those, you just need to see more. I think every Michigan Wolverine thought that they would see more from Yaxel early on, and you haven't really seen the impact by him.
The talent's there. I mean, they were portal darlings. I think Dusty May showed he's a good coach. I'm not mad at the contender question mark label for them.
Yeah.
I'm not going to call him a pretender right now.
No. Obviously, I mean, they're ranked in the top 10, which means absolutely nothing right now.
I mean, we could hit college football quickly. Michigan State, pretender. I mean, and Michigan, pretender.
Yes, I agree. You know, you just did too much youth, too many turnovers. And, I mean, you know, we'll do our picks on Friday, but you're looking at this matchup with Maryland going, okay, they should win. Should have looked better against Northwestern.
And Purdue.
Yeah, and with the turnovers and the fact that Bryce Underwood has turned the ball over more frequently in the last five games than he did in the first five games, and you're going against Maryland, who it leads the Big Ten in interceptions with 18. Like, yeah. Pucker up.
It's well said. I mean, they haven't beat anybody, and they got put in their place when they did face ranked teams this year. I mean, Michigan, they can flip everything if they beat OSU at the end of the year, but for right now, they're a pretender.
Yes.
I know they're ranked last night in the college football playoff rankings, but I would label them a pretender. Some ticket texts. We'll get to the phones. 248-539-9797. Focusing on the teams that played last night, but we can extend this out. Everybody's got different interests, but the Pistons are the headline. 11 in a row. I think they may be the biggest, the strongest contender of the bunch.
You think they're the closest to winning a championship?
Wild to say that, given that we are in football season and the
we're
expectations.
Only 2 years removed from 28 in a row.
But I did it in the overreact, Jims, and it kind of feels right. Like, they have a star. They have a clear identity. They don't have a glaring weakness. They have a clearer path in the East.
And it feels like they got depth.
And they do. They have depth. This Danis Jenkins, he's not going away.
No. But here's also the thing when we're talking about, are they the closest to win a championship versus what we've seen for the last couple of years from the Lions? It also goes to the competition that they'll face. We mentioned it a little bit yesterday. Yeah. The East is obviously down with Boston having injuries, with Indiana having injuries. They have, I don't want to say an easier path because there's nothing easy about it. But when you look at the Lions and the fact that, you know, they just played Philly, didn't look great. Philly didn't look great except for their defense was filled with studs that played better than they really had all season. And I think they're kind of that team, the Rams. I think it's just a harder path for the Lions, especially the way that they're built currently.
I think the Lions, it's a work in progress. If they can improve, the offensive line can get more consistent, then they're a contender. But I think with the Pistons right now, they're benefiting from their circumstances in the East, but they're taking care of business. Like, that's one of the things I pointed out to you guys before the season, why I thought they'd win 50. They don't mail it in. They come to play every single night. Most NBA teams don't, and they're gonna rack up some wins just doing that. In terms of the college basketball, it's so early. I will say this. The Big Ten looks like it might be a buzzsaw. Illinois is in the top 10.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so.
And Purdue, they look good.
People think Purdue's the best team in the country. I think these Michigan State games are setting up to be some nice, like colossal heavyweight matches and stuff. Michigan's got to play somebody, at least for Michigan State. They've beaten two ranked SEC teams.
Right.
The SEC's not what it was last year, but it's still a dang good conference.
Right, and that's why I say the rankings will start to normalize because, you know, Michigan State ranked too low. I think Michigan ranked too high. And the more data points that we get, obviously, it'll start to work itself out.
State looks like they could be good. Like, they've got a pretty deep team. They've got seven guys that are averaging over 7 points a game. Is that a ton? No. But they're getting scoring from multiple people. They got three guys in double digits.
Credit to Michigan State for doing what they've done. But for Michigan, I'm not going to sneeze at going on the road to a Power Four school and winning.
Right. TCU the other day. Did we label anybody incorrectly in your mind, Tom?
I don't think so. Okay. I mean, look, the expectations factor into this, too. I mean, you go to the Red Wings, they need to make the playoffs this year. Okay.
Yep.
And until they show that they're not going to do what they do in March, it's going to be hard to believe. The East is so jumbled up right now. They're in first place in their division, but they're, 4 or 5 points out of the playoffs, too. So it's just so jumbled up.
You guys wake up today. The Pistons are in first place in the Eastern Conference, winners of 11 in a row. The Red Wings won last night. They're in first place in the Atlantic Division. Michigan State's undefeated. Michigan's undefeated. Both in hoops. We want to get everybody involved here. Contender, pretender, you can signal out whatever. Look, if you were watching MSU last night, that was your focal point. Contender, pretender. If you were all about the Pistons, we want to hear about it. And if you were watching hockey with me, we'll talk about it next. 97.1.
Hey, America's favorite place to watch football. basketball, hockey, whatever you want, it's at Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino. You can catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of the six pools on three different levels for a perfect view, no matter where you are, of their massive 40-foot tall high-definition screen located at Circa Resort and Casino. It's in downtown Las Vegas, and it's right there on Fremont Street. Stadium Swim. You can book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Once the crowd realized it was Danielson's first career goal, he got a standing ovation. Wings won last night. First place in the Atlantic Division. The Pistons won last night. That's 11 in a row. Cade is back, and they're in first place in the Eastern Conference. If your head wasn't spinning enough trying to keep track of both of those games, Michigan State played a showdown with ranked Kentucky and bludgeoned them. And they're undefeated with a couple ranked wins early in the season. So we've been playing contender or pretender. And it's beyond just those three teams. We got texts on almost everybody in the city right now. So let's get after it. Ticket Texter says, shout out to these incredible Pistons, 11 straight, rolling home and road, hashtag Detroit basketball. Of course we're a contender. Wouldn't be shocked if we're in the NBA Finals.
I don't know if I would be. I would be shocked only because of the path that they've taken and how quickly it would be to get there. Knowing that they've started off the way that they have, I wouldn't be shocked. Does that make sense?
I think that's fair. I mean, it's jarring how quickly things have turned around for the Pistons.
And, I mean, just think about it. What, 2 years ago, they won a total of 14 games. They are currently at 13 wins, and they've only played 15 games.
Pretty wild.
That's 2 years ago, and it was 2 years ago that they had – 28 game losing streak, a franchise worst.
Yeah, league record.
And now all of a sudden, hey, they make the flip to last year and they, you know, they're giving New York all they can give in the first round, but they get knocked out. Not surprising. And now, and some of it is due to the injuries in the East, but this looks like a really good team and they just go out there, they play hard, and they win.
When it turns in the NBA, it turns quickly.
Exactly, yeah. And that's what a superstar does. Some of the greatest turnarounds in NBA history are led by superstars becoming superstars.
I think we had that stat last year. Like Cade was in a category of like Larry Bird and Tim Duncan for like star-led turnarounds in the history of the NBA.
Right.
This text says they're contenders because the East isn't good. MSU is a contender because of Izzo. And the Wings are a nice story, but March is still on the schedule.
It's kind of funny how people think about Izzo. Because you get those texts right now, yeah, they're a contender because of Izzo. And then you get closer to the tournament and everybody's like, I'll never win because of Izzo.
He only has one time. How about this ticket text? Izzo's one of the most overrated coaches in college basketball. One championship in 25 years. It's like you knew where he was going.
Right.
You knew we'd get that.
Yeah.
John, take the hesitation out of your voice when you're talking Michigan hoops immediately. This is a Final Four national championship contending team, period, without any injuries, of course. Signed, Randy in Livonia.
I agree with that, but I still have some hesitation because I need to see it all work together better.
Guys, if you look at contender or pretender, you have to look at the head coach of each team. I have confidence in Dan Campbell. He's a contender. I have confidence in Tommy Izzo. He's a contender. I have the confidence in Dusty May, so they're a contender, and I have confidence in JB Bickerstaff. The rest, I don't have confidence in.
Well,
the rest would be
Todd McClellan.
Yeah.
So, but I Todd McClellan as, I mean, he was here when it was some of the best years of the Wings. Now, he wasn't the head man. I don't necessarily know. I mean, I think they're kind of doing this year because, in part because of Todd McClellan and the fact that he had, all right, he got a head start because he got a chance to see the team last year and he knows how bad it can be. And then he had a whole offseason to have conversations and see where these guys are going, get them where he wants to be. He had a full training camp.
Yeah, I don't want to make this an indictment on McClellan. I mean, not just the fact that I like the temperament and the professionalism that he's bringing to a young group. It's not a loaded roster. I mean, that's an Yzerman issue. More than anything else. I mean, if they miss the playoffs, I don't think it's some indictment on Todd McClellan.
No.
I think he's working with what he's been given.
Right. And I get we haven't seen him do it as a head man. I mean, he's had some good years as a head coach, but and certainly as an assistant.
Guys, we're so overreacting on the Lions. They're 100% a contender. If that blocking is 10% better, we win the game Sunday night. Goff won't be that bad again. The line is an elite, but if these guys can get healthy, we can be a top 10 unit.
I don't think we said, we both said they were contenders.
Yeah, I said not a favorite, which they're not.
Okay. Is Michigan State a favorite?
No.
Is Michigan a favorite?
Are the Pistons a favorite? No.
No.
But they're contenders.
They're contenders.
Yeah. Of the bunch, I put the Pistons one. Maybe that's where that text is coming from, is you shouldn't take the Lions off their perch. I don't think they're on a pedestal, though, guys. They got work to do.
There is a lot of work to do. It's not going to be easy. No one ever said it would be.
We'll keep collecting those texts throughout the show. Gleyber Torres picked up the qualifying offer. May have surprised some people. How does it impact the Lions? How does it impact the Lions? Not at all. How does it impact the Tigers offseason? How does it affect LeBron's legacy? We'll talk Gleyber Torres at 6:50. Let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, a man was shot at and then arrested in Detroit on Tuesday morning after he tried to ram his vehicle into undercover Wayne County Sheriff's deputies. So deputies were actually conducting surveillance at this alleged drug house when the man that they were investigating left in his pickup truck. So these undercover officers tried to pull him over, right? Well, in doing so, this man said, no way, and rammed his truck into one of the patrol vehicles. One of the officers opened fire, shot at the man 1 to 3 times, but nobody was injured. Police say that the suspect then tried to flee, and then he was found in his vehicle smoking crack.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
He was tased, and then he was taken to the hospital, and then amongst all of that chaos, he was arrested in there as well.
One last hit.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't hit by the bullet. So
no.
Yeah,
no, the hit, yeah, a little hit of crack.
I understand. So, yes,
I get where you're going there, John. An elderly woman in Detroit made a really startling discovery this week. She went into her son, who recently passed away, his bedroom, and found an alligator. Yeah,
huh?
An alligator in this bedroom. She called for help. She actually called Animal Magic. I'm guessing they come and rescue
alligators.
Yeah,
animals, exotic animals, and they came to her rescue. It's unknown how the alligator ended up in the home, but here's Mark from Animal Magic with an update.
So the son had it in her house, in his room, and she didn't know.
Apparently, I don't know if it was her house. It was his bedroom. It was in a home. I don't know if it was her home that he lived in, but she went to his bedroom. And so it was, when you see this picture, it's in, I guess you can call it an aquarium, but it's, there's no room for this alligator to even move.
Yeah.
So it sounds like the alligator is in okay shape and they'll do with it what they
will. At least it was in the case and she didn't open the door and
oh my gosh.
It was hungry.
Yep. You guys, while Shedeur Sanders was making his NFL debut on Sunday, thieves were breaking into his home. At 6:46 p.m., three suspects, they were wearing masks and gloves, entered his home. Surveillance cameras within the house saw them like wandering around, entering different rooms. It was about 10 minutes later they left the house, fled the scene, but they got away with approximately $200,000 worth of stolen property. The incident remains under investigation.
Tough day for him. That was...
No kidding.
Yeah.
Eminem takes his brand very seriously. So seriously that he's going after an Australian beach company.
Oh.
But they're called Swim Shady. Creative name, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Eminem filed a petition with the U.S. Patent Office asking them to cancel Swim Shady's U.S. trademark because he thinks the name could lead the public to believe he's associated with the company. But Swim Shady is like, I don't think so. The company says Swim Shady is a grassroots Australian company that was born to protect people from the harsh Australian sun. So they sell like beach umbrellas and swimsuits, and I'm guessing some sort of sunscreen.
So do they do business here in the U.S.? They must if they have a U.S. trademark.
They must.
Sure.
Hmm. I wonder, I mean, obviously they could do whatever the hell they want in Australia, I would think.
I would think.
But I think they might have an issue with that.
Yeah, it is close.
Yeah.
I
totally get it.
I get it too. I like the name though.
Yeah, it's a cool name.
Yep. All right. Got one more story or what?
Sure, why not?
I was looking at
you. I know, I didn't know. If you're looking for something quick and easy to bring to Thanksgiving this year, you might want to grab a bottle of squeezable gravy.
Oh,
yeah.
Squeezable
Heinz
gravy.
Heinz has launched its first ever squeezable gravy bottle featuring its homemade turkey gravy. It's called Leftover Gravy, but apparently it's specifically for sandwiches.
Can you warm it up in the bottle? And
I don't know.
The gravy would just ooze out.
Maybe you could. It's probably a plastic bottle. If you want to put that in the microwave,
I could. If I'm gonna have gravy on a leftover sandwich, I want it to be warm.
Well, you could put the sandwich. You could heat the sandwich.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna put cold gravy on it.
Well, the turkey is probably cold from your refrigerator.
Want warm gravy.
You're going to warm everything up together, John. Like, make your sandwich and then warm it, is what I would do. I wouldn't warm the gravy.
I would warm it separately.
Well, for a leftover gravy, for a leftover turkey sandwich, your turkey would be cold.
Right, but I would warm that. And
so
then
you'd warm everything individually?
Yes. Heather, can we just appreciate that squeezable gravy didn't turn into something much worse with John?
Yes, no, I know.
Let's just take the wins when we can get them. Squeezable gravy.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't that your nickname in high school? It's 97.1. You know, replacing a roof isn't something most of us look forward to. It's a big investment, and that's why choosing the right company matters. For over 30 years, Michigan homeowners have trusted Shaner Roofing, and here's why. Local experts, proven track record, and every roof they install comes with a lifetime transferable warranty. That means the investment is going to be protected for as long as you own your home and if you go to sell it, so you can feel good about making that decision. Shaner Roofing has earned a 4.9-star Google rating. That's thousands of happy customers. That kind of trust doesn't happen overnight. It's built on decades of quality work and customer care. So See what I'm talking about. Go to MyMichiganRoof.com. If your roof is aging, leaking, if you're just ready for peace of mind, go to MyMichiganRoof.com. That's MyMichiganRoof.com. Powered by Shaner Roofing, Michigan's trusted roofing experts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Top six teams in the NFL, and he'll take us through the teams just on the outside. John, take it away.
Yeah, so a little review on last week's, because there was some great matchups last week. We got a chance, obviously, to see Philly and Detroit. Indy was on a bye. They've got the Chiefs this weekend, and it's going to be in Kansas City. It's kind of a must-win for the Chiefs.
Yep.
And Seahawks and Rams, so we know how that one played out, and the Rams were just, defensively, they're really good. And offensively, and we saw this yesterday on one of the shows that we were watching while we're doing the show, is this the best Rams team that Matthew Stafford has played on? And I disagree. I don't think it's the best Rams team because there's no Aaron Donald. There's some components, no Cooper Kupp. I know that they've got Devontae Adams, all this stuff. But I will say I think it's the best Matthew Stafford may be playing to this point since he's been with the Rams. He is humming along. So last week, number six was Detroit. They lost to Philly. Seattle was five. Obviously, they lost to the Rams. New England was at four. Rams at three. Indy was at two. And Philly was at number one. So the teams that are just on the outside looking in, and some I'd like to get your take on, and whether, and maybe we'll just say, hey, contender or pretender, in regards to playoffs.
Yeah.
Do you think they'll be in the playoffs? In the bottom tier, Jacksonville,
Pretender.
I kind of agree. The Chargers, and it's weird because the Chargers are 7-4, but
they're in right now, but I don't think they finish in the playoffs.
I agree, and because their offensive line has just been decimated. You know, the injuries we had last year on defense, especially on the defensive line, they've had that and maybe even worse on their offensive line, losing their top three offensive tackles, trying to tape together an offensive line. Carolina.
Couple tailbacks too, but yeah, go ahead.
Carolina. Curious because Carolina right now is 6-5 and
coming off Bryce Young's best game of his career.
Oh yeah, was it 440 yards of passing or something of that nature? It was unbelievable. And Tampa has been stumbling. So Tampa right now leads the NFC South 6-4. Carolina 6-5.
Do they play twice? At least once the rest of the way. Tom's holding up two fingers twice the rest of the way.
Yeah, they play twice.
Wow.
In the final 3 weeks of the season.
Don't sleep on it.
So, okay. Do you think contender or pretender?
I would say pretender, but they have the opportunity.
Right. And then obviously Tampa is still in this category as well. And Baltimore. What do we make of Baltimore? I know they're
a playoff contender, a Super Bowl pretender.
Okay. So 5-5. They're currently behind the Pittsburgh Steelers. And Pittsburgh, I didn't even really put them on here because I think they're just the biggest fraud there is. And they You're may right, eventually though. Be in the playoffs. But, I mean, is Aaron Rodgers play this week?
Well, that's the unknown, right? So they said it's his left wrist and it's a slight fracture.
Right, and it doesn't require surgery.
Yeah.
So is he willing to be able to put something on his hand that would allow him to function as a quarterback, hand the ball off, do what he has to do, and still be able to play? I don't know. We'll find out. The tier just below the power surge. San Francisco, Seattle. Last week they were in. This week they're out. Chicago and Green Bay. Chicago, pretender, contender. They currently are first in the North.
You're saying this is just to make the playoffs?
Just to make the playoffs.
Yeah, they're a contender to make the playoffs.
Okay, Green Bay. Kansas City, which they're sitting at 5-5 right now. If the playoffs were to happen, they'd be out. Mm. And obviously a lot of blame will go to the fiancés. Fair or not fair,
sure.
That's going to be the story. And Detroit, for the first time in a long time, they are not in the power surge. And in fact, I don't remember. I have to go back. Let's see. I have it right here. Week one, did I have them in? Oh, I had them at 5 in week one. So they've been in the power surge every single week. They are now out. And we know it's issues with the offensive line, issues with, and I don't necessarily want to say play calling, but it was play calling. It was decisions on going forward on fourth down. I do like what I heard from Dan Campbell yesterday about being able to coach and learning and to their strengths. And he never said, when I asked him what his strengths were, he never said the offensive line. He talked about the skill guys, talked about the quarterback, and highlighted the defense. But I think that led me to believe, yeah, they're going to start calling some things differently as the season goes on in regards to whether they go for it, whether they play field position. Number 6, week 12, Buffalo. Buffalo is 7-3 right now. And I mean, another great performance by Josh Allen. It's kind of been an up and down season. They've got losses to the Patriots, but the Patriots are sneakily good. The loss to the Falcons hurts, and obviously the loss to the Dolphins. So that's why they're, but they obviously beat the Chiefs. They beat the Buccaneers. It was a shootout. Defensively, they're not the defense that we thought they would be this year, and they've taken some hits there in terms of injuries.
I'm concerned about the run defense. Gave up 200 yards to a Bucs team that didn't have Bucky Irving that struggled on the ground.
Right. Denver is at 5, and this is where some of those question marks, do we really believe in Denver? Do we really believe in New England? Because New England comes in at 4. I'll go ahead and say that now. New England at 9-2, Denver at 9-2. They have, even though it hasn't looked pretty, and I put them in because they've earned it at 9-2, but I also look at what I said last week about Philly. Ugly wins are still wins, and they have not looked pretty, especially Denver, but the way that they've had to come back against the Giants, the way they've had to play at the end of games, they've just found ways to simply win. And New England, I think, with Drake May, even though he's getting brutalized, protection has improved over the last couple of weeks, but he is a guy that is playing at an MVP level. Indy comes in at number 3. And I put them there because of we're starting when you're talking about the top three teams, you're starting to talk about the complete package. Indy defense has played really good. They apply pressure to quarterbacks, they stop the run, and offensively, with Jonathan Taylor, he's kind of that cheat code this year. Do it all. It's the Saquon Barkley from last year. The Rams are at number two. And as I look around other power surges, as I was doing my research or power rankings, there are some that had him at one because of the play of Matt Stafford, the offense, Puka Nacua, the season that he's having.
A more well-rounded, complete team.
Yeah, and defensively, I'm not sure which side of the ball is better,
right,
or performing better. You get a lot of highlights from Matt Stafford because everybody likes to see the offensive highlights, but this is a defense that applies pressure to quarterbacks. They stop the run, and they're fearsome defensively. They really are.
They're number two in the NFL on defense. Points allowed.
Yeah. And who's number one?
Houston.
Okay. Interesting, because Houston they don't even make my list.
I know. Well, they're 5-5.
Right. Philly stays at number one. And again, I'll go back to what I said last week. Ugly wins are still wins. And I think this is that team, defending Super Bowl champs, that are operating differently with a different offensive coordinator. They're fine. And I think the biggest change is Jalen Hurts. He's not taking the risk downfield. He's not making those throws downfield, but he's also not putting the ball at risk. One of the biggest differences in that game, and the interception wasn't on Jared Goff, it was a tip pass. But that the fact that Philly does not turn the ball over puts them in position for their defense to go and win as many games as possible. And so far, they've won 8 games. So I'm going to go with Philly as still my number one team.
Some notes from me. I'd flip the Colts and the Patriots.
Okay.
And I really think 1 and 2 is about a philosophical question. I think the Rams are playing as the better football team, but the Eagles' resume, including a head-to-head, is undeniable. So it's just a philosophical question. Tom?
Yeah, it's Philly 1 and LA 2. I know I can see both sides of the debate. I watched a lot of the Rams-Seahawks game. Both those teams are very good. The problem with the Seahawks is the QB.
Yeah.
You know,
4 picks.
I'm just putting Denver, New England, and Indy all at 3. There's a 3-way tie because I don't know who's better. I think you could sit here and debate for hours why this team's better than that team.
So why I'd put the Patriots at the top of the group, and I agree there's a lot of room for debate there. Drake May, I think, is the best quarterback of the bunch right now.
Mm-hmm.
Patriots run defense and defense overall, I think, run defense specifically is the best of the bunch. I get it. If you want to say Denver's got a better pass for, you get into the splitting of the hairs.
Right,
I would
more
go
important
New England.
And, yeah. And with the resurgence of the run game, I go with the run defense.
So at 6, I think it's a 3-horse race. It's Buffalo, Seattle, and the Lions. And you can sit here and debate that all day, too. Buffalo's got some flaws, but they got the best quarterback.
I think
Seattle
has
the worst quarterback, but the best defense.
I think he has the right 6 teams.
I do, too.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Look at us. Not fighting you nitpicking you and coming for you.
Yeah.
It's John's Power Surge, 97.1.
Hey, value-driven banking begins with First Merchants Bank. And when I have questions about my finances, as we all do, we turn to our bank. And mine is First Merchants Bank. I know that their attentive local bankers are 100% interested in listening to my situation and in helping me find the answers that I need. First Merchants doesn't provide cookie-cutter solutions or check-off boxes when it comes to financial advice. They take the time to learn about my life, my personal and financial goals, and they work with me to build a plan that fits my situation. And that's because First Merchants Bank really cares. They see me as a person. Every time I go in there and I talk to Tim and his group in Plymouth, I'm not just as a number to them, and they do all they can to help their customers and communities succeed. You can count on that, since First Merchants Bank is staffed by local bankers who know and are passionate about the needs of the local community, because it's their community as well, and we all have to work together to help our communities continue to prosper. To get started on your personalized financial solution today, visit them at firstmerchants.com. That's firstmerchants.com. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC.
Mark Champion on the call. Pistons win last night. Opened the show talking about them. Good morning, 97.1. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass, Brendan Shabath on the updates. It's a Wednesday, which means we'll play Name That Lion for your chance to win tickets. Today, it's good for that Thanksgiving Day game.
Mm.
So 7 o'clock, we'll set that up. We'll give you your clues in the 7 o'clock hour. You listen, you name the lion, you win the tickets for Thanksgiving Day against the Green Bay Packers. John, some feedback on the power surge. I know you always welcome this.
Oh, sure.
One guy says, a small nitpick. I'd have the Packers over the Bills. The Packers have one bad loss compared to two for Buffalo, and the Packers have the better wins versus the Lions than the Bills have.
So I guess it depends. I mean, then it depends on where you put in Kansas City for the Bills, where you've got Tampa.
Yeah, but
they got obviously the loss to the Dolphins and the Falcons.
Yeah, those are two bad losses. Green Bay also has 3.5 losses to Buffalo's 3.
Right.
He says it's a nitpick. The other one says Denver should be much higher than 5. They beat the Eagles and the Chiefs. They're 2 losses by a combined 4 points. Also says the Rams are the best team in the league right now.
So we had a chance to see Rams-Eagles. And, I mean, if you're looking at that game going, okay, it was a fluke to lose that game, well, I mean, then you go to Denver, and how have they won a couple of their games?
Right.
Like, it's just, you're getting to this point of the season, and you're looking at, of the top 6, and I would still put, and we did the, you know what, I'd still put the Lions as a contender. Kansas City, I would still, even though they're 5-5 and it doesn't look great,
I think they'll be in and they'll be a contender.
Yeah. Buffalo, Denver, New England, Indy, the Rams, and Philly. I think there's a path for all of those teams to win the Super Bowl.
We do the power surge every Wednesday. John, yesterday was the big day for Gleyber Torres.
Mm-hmm.
He accepted the qualifying offer from the Tigers, a 1-year, $22 million deal. It is a 1-year overpay, but I'm not mad about it. I liked how Gleyber Torres played last year pre-hernia.
Yeah.
We talk about what they need. That's a proven commodity in the batter's box. Remember his walk-off walk, his plate discipline? He was the team leader in walks.
Yep.
He's a contact hitter. He is a right-handed infield bat. I know some people are going to be concerned, like, well, what does this do to the rest of the offseason? It shouldn't change anything. They added Gleyber last year and still heavily pursued Bregman. So right. My expectation is, hey, Glaber's here, and they still need to chase an impact bat, be it Bregman or Bichette.
So let me ask you this question. If he was making 15 last year on a 1-year deal, this year he's going to make 22 on a 1-year deal. How much of an overpay is it? What is the market value on a yearly basis for a Gleyber Torres?
Well,
is it 17 or 18?
I think the market told you nobody wanted to give him a long-term commitment.
Right.
And no one wanted to pay him $20 million a year, which is why he took the deal from Detroit. And just so we know how rare this is the first player who's accepted a qualifying offer from Detroit. Only 14 players have done it going into this offseason since 2012.
Right.
So this is rare. But he kind of fit the perfect candidate to pick up the qualifying offer. Coming off an injury, market wasn't going to give him a 4-year deal, which he was seeking. You're going to get overpaid for 1 year and then reset next year. And for the Tigers, look, they may have wanted the draft pick, daring someone to sign Gleyber Torres. But it's not a bad thing to bring back one of the best contact hitters, the best contact hitter they had a year ago.
Right. And I mean, you could look and say, okay, well, you know, he was a large part of why they fell apart at the end of the season. Well, so was everybody else. And then you find out that he's playing with a hernia. And so it's not an excuse, but it's a reason. And you look at it, and as they bring him back, what does this mean for the rest of the offseason this year? What does it mean for the lineup or the makeup of the roster next year?
So I think the guy who loses most might be Colt Keith.
Depending on what they do at third base.
Well, and I think they need to do something on the left side of the infield.
We both agree on that.
Assuming they do that, Colt Keith's going to be the guy that probably gets relegated to the DH / off day, first base, off day, second base, off
right.
day, third base.
He utility infielder.
The utility guy, yes. And the question of McGonagall. But I don't want to put the weight of the world on McGonagall. Like, if he makes the team, great. And if he makes the team, you could bump Javi to a rover, right?
Right, yeah.
So, but I don't want to be like, well, they really love McGonagall, and it is a factor in how they approach this offseason. You're chasing a World Series. I don't want to let an early 20s unproven commodity dictate the offseason to where he then has to go be an all-star next season to make the impact.
Right.
I don't want to bank on that. I want him to have a role. I want him to have an opportunity. And if he's that good, you'll displace other people.
When was Javi at his best? When was he Javier? When he was kind of that rover, when he was playing more center field than he was infielder. In fact, he became an all-star as a center fielder. And he also may be that guy that you don't want to see every day. I don't know that you want his bat in there every day.
No.
And if you got McGonagall working in there at shortstop, and you go out and you get somebody to play third base, and insert any name right now that we've been talking about.
But I think it plays both ways. You could add Bichette or Bregman. If you add Bichette, then McGonagall can play third,
right,
and Javi's your center field and your rover. If you add Bregman, then McGonagall plays short, even if it's not his long-term position. It's a way to get him regular at bats, and the same thing happens with Javi. And Trey Sweeney's off the roster.
Thank you.
I mean, come on. Like,
thank you.
What I really would be concerned is if they said, well, we gave Gleyber more. We don't have enough to get the impact bat. We want room for McGonagall. Essentially just running back last year's team. Fingers crossed that Torres is healthy. Fingers crossed that McGonagall's instant impact.
So that's why I asked the question, how much of an overpay is it? Because if you're overpaying him by $4 million, if he was going to get maybe a three-year contract or a four-year deal worth an average of 18, then you're overpaying him $4 million a year. I don't think that that would be enough for anybody to say, well, we can't go sign Bregman now.
Right. They added Torres last year and still walked all the way to the final days with Alex Bregman. Mm-hmm. I would hope that is still the intention of Scott Harris and company this year, because while pitching is important and they will add pitching, we all saw how the season ended the last 2 years. Feebly mm-hmm. at the plate, with very little ability to drive in runs and clutch spots in the postseason. That's how the season ended the last two seasons.
And with Keith, and with the track record of Gleyber Torres and his injury history, now you're looking at it going, I know, what was he last year, 140 games? In fact, I've got it right here. Actually, I don't have it right here. Anyway, when you look at the ability to maybe platoon him and Keith, so you get, and I don't say platoon, not as a one-to-one ratio.
I was gonna say,
but
Torres, you're not platooning a guy. He's your everyday second baseman.
He's your everyday second baseman, but maybe he gets 20 games less than he had last year.
Look, it's possible. He played 145 games last year.
Okay.
He was a 500 at-bat guy, and I think at $22 million, he's going to play a lot this season. And that's a good thing. Like, people shouldn't bristle at this. Gleyber Torres was an all-star. He drew walks. He made contact. And before the hernia, no one was complaining about this guy. He was one of the few trustworthy commodities. Mm-hmm. On a one-year commitment where this isn't going to, like, long-term screw them up, hey, just keep adding good bats.
I think the money question here is McGonagall going to be on the opening day roster.
Right.
This might be a situation where they call him up. I would say, Keith, seriously, like, where's he going right now?
We'll explore it next. 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.